Word of Mouth Wednesday here, CKLN Radio. We're after the G20 Solidarity protest rally here at Toronto Police Headquarters. And I have a guest here today. Do you feel like introducing yourself?
Sure. My name is Miriam Adrenghi, and I organized with the Toronto Community Mobilization Network, and I was here today with the Toronto Community Solidarity Network.
And what was the purpose of this rally here, a 6 p.m. rally at the Toronto Police Headquarters?
Well, it was definitely a follow-up to what happened this morning, which was that 303 people were called into court today, all people facing G20-related charges, politically motivated, trumped-up, ridiculous charges of... and these people were amongst the over 1,000 people, over 1,100 people who were arrested during the G20, who were also among the over 40,000 people who were out in the streets demanding human rights and sharing the values that millions of people around the world share. So this was a follow-up to say drop all the charges and free our friends, get rid of the silly bail conditions, get rid of all this nonsense. It's just been a complete fiasco.
And what happened earlier today at the courts?
Well, we saw that people were getting charges dropped due to lack of evidence. People were being offered diversions, which is pretty much offering them to pay money to have their charges dropped. Again, these were often with cases when there was like no evidence. We're just seeing a lot of people go through this system and just seeing it be dragged out.
And how was what was the G20 weekend like for you? Were you charged at all? Or were you?
Yeah, I was arrested just after coming from a press conference where I was talking about police brutality. And about 50 of us were kettled on the sidewalk, not allowed to leave, and I was pulled out of the crowd and arrested.
And did they mention that had anything to do with the press conference, or what? Like, was there any reason?
Well, they didn't mention that. I thought it was really ironic that that's what happened. Yeah, they just arrested me on breach of the peace, drove me around in a paddy wagon for about 5 hours, and released me, all charges dropped. So really, this was just one of the cases of police intimidation that had been happening in the month leading up, the week leading up, and happening all weekend.
For real, for real. And were your charges dropped today, or was this before?
My charges were dropped actually immediately after I got released. So I was driven around in a paddy wagon, brought to the detention center for about 10 minutes, and released right away. Charges dropped right then and there. So it's really just bringing an inconvenience to people and sending the message, stay off the streets, don't demand rights, don't organize in your community. And these aren't messages that should be sent. People are allowed to organize in their community. People are allowed to connect and build relationships. And people are allowed to say that cutting social spending, creating injustices, all those things are not okay.
And do you believe that you were, that situation happened because you were involved with the organizing? Like, do you think that the organizers were...
Definitely, I do think many organizers were targeted. Many organizers were targeted in the months leading up to the G20 and the week prior. People were being followed. At one point, I was being followed by the Integrated Security Unit. While I was on the phone, there were two guys just following me. Two guys that we had recognized from other previous events and who had actively been kicked out of meetings. People were arrested on ridiculous charges like having weapons or materials to break and enter when it was really the keys to her workplace. So charges like these, which are absolutely absurd, based on nothing, they're clearly a sign that there is some targeting of organizers.
You were mentioning, though, today that there are some charges are being dropped.
Some charges are being dropped, and in previous cases, some charges have actually even disappeared. Someone who was charged on the Public Works Act for being 5 meters away from the fence and not handing over ID, his case just disappeared. He showed up in court, and he wasn't on the docket. So it's just all absurd.
Right, and I guess, like, what can people do, people, if they're interested in, you know, in getting more information or interested in helping out with the work with the G20, is there anything?
Well, they could definitely check out the website, which is torontomobilize.org. There's a way to support the movement, the Legal Defense Fund, which is going to help in paying off the hundreds of thousands of dollars that we're trying to raise to deal with all these drawn-out legal fees. And just to organize in their community on the many issues, there's tons of issues, environmental justice issues, migrant justice issues, labor rights, workers' rights, anti-poverty. Get involved in your local community.
For real, for real. And I guess, is there any last, like, thoughts that you have on the G20 group, like the politicians, the people that are, like, leading the world? Do you have any thoughts on what they're up to?
Yeah, I do have some thoughts of what they're up to. I think they are trying to tax people, cut social services, and hide behind their fences because their riot police, because they obviously do have something to hide. Their backhanded deals are making people angry, making people upset, and they're followed by resistance everywhere for very valid reasons, because they're bringing injustices to communities, and people aren't going to stand up for it, and people are saying that that's not okay. So I think we need to get rid of the G20, abolish them. It's not a legitimate forum to be talking about global issues.
For real. Thanks a lot, Miriam.
Great.